Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Fightful's The Hump with
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here. It is January 29th, 2025. The WWE Royal Rumble is this weekend. We are going to have plenty to talk about. We've got post shows. We've got select post shows. We got select preview shows. We got a prediction show with Stephanie Chase here on the channel. We got a whole bunch of interviews. Just search around the channel if you want to here at youtube.com/Fightful. But we also have this fella here, Jimmy Van. Jimmy, how you doing?
Doing good, Sean Rossap. How are things with you, buddy?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, I had travel last week and I head out tomorrow.
Yeah, the Rumble is still probably my favorite show of the year. And this is going to be a fun one, like 62,000 people. It's going to be a fun one. Do you think they might actually have one of these streamers in the Rumble? You don't think they're going to do that, do you?
I'm just getting some news from somebody in WWE right now that Triple H was surprised by his wife and some others and told that he would be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Triple H is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame?
That's the word internally.
I mean, it goes without saying he should be. You know what I mean? But yeah. Interesting. Well, let's get my shameless plug of the week out of the way first.
Sure.
My self-help business book, The Storytelling Salesman, available now online, anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Indigo, Barnes & Noble. That's what it looks like right there. It offers tips for anyone looking to improve their situation at their job or managing people or running their business. You can also get it from the Fightful shop, which is shop.fightful.com, and from the book's official website, storysalesman.com, including personalized copies. So check it out. I'm hoping I start seeing Amazon reviews soon because I'm getting orders.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I start seeing some Amazon reviews, whether you like it or hate it, just so I get some kind of feedback. But there you go, Sean.
Yeah, I'm typing out this little tweet about the Hall of Fame, which was pretty cool. But my God, guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. I will be in Indianapolis starting tomorrow. Hope I see some of you guys. I've got a lot of media to do throughout the weekend. But man, hope that I get to see so many of you. Lord Zypher says, any news on the use of the Weaning Dingle belt after the Royal Rumble this weekend? Well, I mean, it's obviously something that Cody has pushed for. Jimmy, how are you feeling about seeing the Winged Eagle back on WWE TV?
I love it. It is my favorite title. I've got a replica of it, and I love seeing it. I fully think it's going to be gone after Mania or after the Rumble, because I think they like the belt with the big logo on it, like we've talked about, for marketing purposes. That's why they give that out to, you know, the winner of the Super Bowl or whatever. And it's harder to see that WWE logo on the Winged Eagle. So I think it'll be gone after the Rumble, but I love it. It's my favorite belt. And it's often been asked, who do you think of when you see that belt? Like, what wrestler do you think of when you see the Winged Eagle belt?
I think of Brett. That's who I think of.
I think I do as well, as Brett the Hitman Hart. Like, I know Sean had it. Hogan had it for a little bit. But Brett was the guy for me as well. And matter of fact, I just saw on WWE Vault on their YouTube channel, they put up Bret Hart, Razor Ramon from the 93 Rumble, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Great and, channel. Wonderful channel.
It is amazing. It is. It is. And there was Brett with that same Winged Eagle title. So, that was really cool. Well, before I jump in, I'll ask you, do you want to do any more Super Chats first, or do you want to get...
We do. Also, I want to make a quick plug. We have a new Twitter. It is Fightful Espanol. Hope you guys will check that out, especially if you're Spanish language speakers. We're looking to launch a Patreon as well for that. That way you all can get the news direct and all that stuff. But we're working on it. We're going to see what we can add to it. Obviously, that's uncharted territory for me. But we are definitely going to be putting some into that, because it's something we've wanted to do for a while. And Jimmy, basically, when I asked this week, he was like, yeah, I've always wanted to do it, so let's do it. So we are, by God. Have you heard if Lynch will be at the Rumble? It's a creative situation with her. She's under contract. That is confirmed. But it is all from a creative aspect right now. Like, it's what's been waiting on. I don't see a downside of her appearing in the Rumble. But Jay Miller says chances of AJ Lee or Iconics in the Rumble. I'll have a little more on Fightful Select this week about this. Iconics will be in town. I don't know if AJ Lee will. When I ask about her, I'm always told, like, if she wants to be in the Rumble, she knows she could just tell us she wants to be in the Rumble, and we would let her be. Do you have high hopes for anybody specifically, Jimmy, being in the Rumble?
No, just the obvious ones like Charlotte Flair. But otherwise, like, I would love to see AJ Lee in the Rumble. AJ Lee, I almost feel like was underrated in terms of, you know, not only could she go in the ring, she was a great promo, Sean. AJ Lee. So I would like to see her in the Rumble, but I don't have any expectations for that. I guess we'll see.
I hope Dominic and Finn face off in the Rumble. That's assuming Finn will be in it. That's almost certain. I think that's almost a guarantee that we're going to get some sort of interaction there, tease of dissension and the like, Jimmy.
I kind of want to see Pat McAfee eliminate Dominic Mysterio from the Royal Rumble. Did you see Did you see the clip where Dom was poking fun? Just joking around. Did you see that clip?
I did not.
So they have a thing on YouTube where they have the wrestlers watching last year's Rumble and commentating on it.
Oh, yeah.
Dom was just joking around, but they showed when Pat McAfee came in. I don't know if you remember, Pat McAfee was doing commentary, entered the Rumble wearing his street clothes, and then kind of eliminated himself. And Dom was joking around. He's like, look at this idiot. Look at this idiot. Somebody in the back could have come out and they could have won and they could have been at WrestleMania. But no, this guy had to get in there. And I saw that and I thought, okay, Pat McAfee has to eliminate Dominic Mysterio from the Royal Rumble.
I saw where he buried CM Punk in a...
Yes, he did.
It was so good.
Yes, he did.
It was so good. I really loved it. Have you heard of any other surprises in the Rumble for the men and women? I mean, Omos is going to be in town. I know that much.
He told Noah as well. I'm sorry to cut you off. He told the Noah crowd he's going back.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they always bring him in for like Rumble stuff and Battle Royals and things like that. He did media with us last year ahead of the Rumble. But like every time there's like a big Battle Royal or a Rumble, they bring him in. But I just posted an update on Select where we had reported that he had impressed some officials with his willingness to do this stuff, like to go over there and do that. David Camp says title picture. So actually, before we get into that, Jimmy, what'd you think about him going to Japan? I mean, obviously it helped him from a buzz perspective.
Loved it. I loved it. I mean, I feel like a broken record. I've been saying forever, he should be treated like Andre the Giant. He should be a babyface because whenever he does an interview, like the one he did with you, and I've seen him do other interviews, and he was on that Bravo show. I forget the guy's name again.
Yeah.
And he's just a likable guy. He's just a personable, likable guy. And you have him go out there being the heel because that's all Vincent Man could see in a giant, you know, foreigner, quote unquote, was a heel. No, he should be a baby face. They should give him more opportunities to kind of showcase that personality. He did that in Noah, you know? Yeah. And so I hope that he comes back a baby face. You know who I think of? And it's a different level, but Giant Gonzalez.
That ain't a good comparison.
No, I know, but here's the reason I'm going to explain it. So Giant Gonzalez, and I know he could barely speak English. Giant Gonzalez, when WCW did the New Japan partnership, and they would have him go to the Tokyo Dome as part of that partnership. As soon as he would walk out, the crowd went, whoa, because the guy was enormous.
Of course.
And Giant Gonzalez, for all of his shortcomings in the ring, he was really good at playing the crowd and playing the babyface. And Omos is kind of doing the same thing, or at least he did in Noah. We'll see what happens in WWE, but in Noah he did.
Yeah, we've got Benny saying, say his name and he appears in the Rumble. So there's something interesting to note about this. He was announced for the Jericho Cruise a while back, but there was something a little off about it. He was only announced for the very last day of the Jericho Cruise. Now, I don't know how the hell that works. But then, this past week or so, he got announced for WrestleCon in Indianapolis, the first 2 days of Rumble.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yes, I think that even if he wasn't set for the Royal Rumble. He was probably putting himself in position to be ready for it if they wanted him.
And I saw Jordan Grace posted a picture of an airplane ticket. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, I bet she did.
Yeah, she did. She did. She said, no, mom's 50th birthday. Mom's 50th birthday.
Yeah. Good try, Jordan. Nice try. Nice try. Thoughts on the news of Triple H being the headliner for the Hall of Fame? I mean, listen.
How many times has he gone in already? I mean, he was there with DX.
Two or three, I think. But how do I put this? I think the fellas at Grapsody do it best. They call him and Shawn Michaels the credit boys because they love their credit, right? And, like, he is worthy of being a headliner of, sure, of a Hall of Fame. So maybe put a little time between that and, like, right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to happen. But and apparently he was caught off guard by it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the same information that Mike Johnson got out of this town hall meeting where The Undertaker, Stephanie, and Shawn Michaels surprised him, and Triple H was caught off guard and was very emotional about it. And, it seemed like it was Nick Khan's decision to do that.
Really?
Yeah, but, like, I already had, like, people sending me the Triple H pointing at Triple H meme.
Right, yes.
Like, come on. It would be great if he inducted himself. That would pop me immensely.
Yeah. I mean, what can he say that he hasn't already said?
Are you ready?
No? Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's certainly deserving. He is, obviously.
He is. There's absolutely deserving.
Yeah. But we see a lot of them. It's not like
it just does pop me immensely that this is happening. Is there a Mako WWE update? I haven't heard of anything, but I have been asking, and a lot of people asking about Mako Satomura as she's finishing up her career. If there was a regime that would put her in the Rumble and give her a little bit of a run, it's this one. They care. If they don't care, then they are at the very least giving you the perception that they care an awful lot more about their past, their history, their legends. They bring a lot of them in. They give them additional paydays. They are doing like a lot more legends deals. They are, you know, they're educating their fans, or not their fans. Well, yeah, their fans, but also their wrestlers on who these people are. I wouldn't rule it out, but I've not heard anything to lend to that.
I was going back and watching the 93 Rumble again on WWE Vault. And do you remember Carlos Colon was in the Rumble?
Yes, I do.
And Gorilla Monsoon on commentary, when he came out, referred to him as a youngster. He goes, look at this youngster, when Colon was anything but. But yeah, they have a history of doing that.
Title picture aside, AEW feels like it's slowly heating up again. Omega return, more focused creative, hotter crowds, better venues, better production. And we also had a Humper Chat asking if I knew who was working on the Ricochet program as well. So there's an awful lot of things to break down here, but that Omega segment with Ospreay at the beginning of Dynamite, one of the hottest opens they have ever done. It was phenomenal.
Too bad the camera missed Omega there. They should have got a tighter shot. But I mean, sure. Omega's great. He is. And even the people that hate on AEW because that's kind of how they get engagement. Come on.
Yeah.
Omega's freaking awesome. He is.
There was a great Collision show on Saturday. And I was told, yeah, since football season's been done, Tony's been more in the weeds creatively, which in the restaurant business means overwhelmed, but that's more of a terminology because of Vince McMahon using it a couple of years ago to say he wouldn't be that in the weeds with creative.
That's right.
Which was a lie. But also, regarding Ricochet, Will Washington worked on that storyline. I don't know the level of involvement he has now, but I know that he works on almost all of Swerve's stuff, and that you know generally happens. Like Tony Storm is worked with RJ City, Death Riders, RJ City, Mercedes Moné, Jen Pepperman. Like there are people that are definitely assigned to people more than another, but that Ricochet story has been great. Like I mean. It's given him a level of personality of which we didn't see before. I believe he's always had it. We just didn't see it, Jimmy.
They needed to do it. Yeah. So, and again, you know, people are going to criticize. And yeah, Ricochet's not a great promo, whatever. They brought him in as WWE Ricochet. That's what he was when they brought him in. And unfortunately, Ricochet, a lot of the fans were preconditioned to look at him a certain way. They looked at him as like this mid-card guy, win some, lose some. And then he goes to AEW. What's he doing? Win some, lose some. Wasn't going to work. And yeah. So I respect the fact that they are trying something different with him. I like the fact, little things that I like I like the fact he wears the glasses.
Yes.
Because you've seen some movies where like the psychopath is wearing glasses. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So like they had to try something, and whether you like it or you don't, they had to try something because what he was doing was not going to work. So I applaud them for that.
Things of Comics says update on PC NXT move to Vegas. That was denied when the rumors of it emerged. And I was told, well, yeah, it was something that was brought up as a possibility, but it wasn't an announcement. Like
somebody posted in the chat, you're wearing glasses, Jimmy.
There you go. There you go. Crispy Chris says, Sean, your tweet of the Wyatt's update being posted after you've humped. Yes, it will be posted at some time today. I scheduled it last night. So yeah, it's about why they're gone. The ties to Alexa Bliss, a lot of stuff like that. We've got a bunch on Select today. We have a free post, UK news roundup. We have a Select answers post. We had the news on Omos at the Rumble, and we got a Wyatt's update. Tomorrow, I am going to go down a full list of names and give you guys a realistic probability of whether or not they could be in the Rumble, if they're going to be in town, any number of those. I asked about AJ Lee as well, so a lot of stuff there. Is Stephanie back in WWE in an official role? I have not heard that at all. Not at all, but she is obviously going to be around. She is welcomed in. They like her there, so she'll pop up here and there. Dylan Talon says, can't get over Jimmy calling Harley Cameron the female rock.
People misunderstood my point, so that's fine.
Hey, listen, but you know who was right about Harley Cameron last week? Your boy, who said, I think she's going to get a big AEW Grand Slam match. And I even said, I think it's going to be against Mercedes. And then she comes out strumming a guitar, singing to Mercedes last week.
Yeah, I was talking about she's multifaceted. That's what I meant. Sure. And you know what? People know what I meant. They just got to be a pain in the ass. They know what I
mean. Jimmy, I've wrestled matches. I have tons of charisma. I've sang here and there. Am I Fightful's rock? I've made some executive decisions where I've came in and said, that doesn't work for me. There was the time that I beat the living shit out of you all the way up to your tour bus and made you bleed and kept saying, look at you now.
Yeah. Mama Van.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was, and then I just showed up outside your house and I went like that, and did a bunch of hand gestures. Uh-huh. Am I the rock of Fightful?
I mean, look, Rock and Harley Cameron both have a certain look, certain presentation. Do you think that you have a look and presentation to kind of match?
I think you could call me the final Ross right now.
We got to get a t-shirt. We should work.
Come on. Come on. Yeah, I'm way behind on merchandising. I promise, guys, I've had like dozens of people asking me about like shirts and stuff. I am going. That's the next thing. A woman behind the scenes that helps us greatly, Shandy, has like taken a lot off my plate. She has been wonderful for Fightful. And I promise I'm going to get on that merchandising next. We're going to get some cool stuff out there. But
the final Ross, that's pretty good.
The final Ross, I'm telling you guys. Do you see AEW commentary desk getting a shakeup? I would imagine Jim Ross is probably, I mean, I like what they've already doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like what they're doing with him now, where they have him come in and call big matches. He seems energized, motivated. Honestly, it's the best run of Jim Ross's AEW career. Tony Schiavone will do it as long as he, you know, I think can reasonably. And I think he does a really good job still. Like, he doesn't seem lost. Maybe like a couple things wrong here and there. But listen, the man, for a guy that people were trying to run out of wrestling in 2001 to come back, and again, I think have the best run of his career in his mid-60s, is very impressive. Excalibur will be the voice of AEW. Taz will be there for quite a while, I believe. I think they're going to keep it as is. I wouldn't doubt that they eventually bring in like a Veda Scott and or Renee to give a female voice or something. But yeah,
I see people are critical of Excalibur sometimes, and I think he's actually quite good. I don't know if it's because of the mask, maybe, but I think he's actually a pretty good play-by-play guy, and he doesn't draw attention to himself. You know how sometimes some commentators, they want to kind of put themselves over. He doesn't do that. Like he's pretty good at kind of trying to stay off in the background, and I have no problem with him. I think he's been quite good.
And Nigel, the Fightful Award winner for Announcer of the Year.
Right.
Terry Allen Jr. says video package of the acclaimed ending must occur. I agree. I think it should. And it's beyond time for those two guys to split up. It is beyond time. Like maybe in the future they can do a reunited run or something, but it is time to see Bowens do his own thing. It is absolutely time to see that. Thomas says this week will be when Janelle Grant is expected to issue her new revised lawsuit in her case. Well, it's a pay-per-view week, and that's when it happened last year. And a lot of updates come during those weeks. The attorneys there are very smart. They know they know when eyes are on WWE.
Maximize attention. Yep.
Yeah. What do you expect from this new suit? I don't know what to expect, because honestly, how could I have possibly ever expected what was in the one that dropped last year during Royal Rumble week? Like, you could have asked me, write the worst possible things you thought that he could have done, and they would not have been as bad as that.
I'm still not necessarily sure what all's going on behind the scenes, because
of course,
you remember back when it came out, and I think WWE even acknowledged it, that like the feds raided Vince. Remember that?
Yep.
And recently Vince McMahon posted something about they've settled matters with the SEC. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people now believe, oh, that means that a lot of people think the federal thing's done. Like the federal investigation's done. They've settled with the SEC. I don't know yet. Does that mean that they're not going to look to file criminal charges based on the allegations from Janelle Grant?
What he was counting on people to believe too. He was hoping people would just believe it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So we'll see. Like, I still think it's going to ultimately end up in a settlement with Janelle Grant. Yeah. But will it turn into criminal charges? I don't know.
BL says, happy Lunar New Year. How was Nia Jax's reputation now prior to her release? Seems like a totally new and improved wrestler. Well, that is the reputation compared to prior to her release. She did have a reputation for hurting people in the ring, being what some wrestlers called reckless. And, you know, a lot of things like that. But then since she's been back, again, we're talking about a person who we wondered if she would ever be back in wrestling again, and she is on the best run of her pro wrestling career. I don't know if that is just taking some time off. I don't know if that is the new regime. I don't know if she made in-ring changes or anything like that, but it is pretty impressive the run that she has been able to go on, I think, Jimmy. Like, it's very special.
I think losing a lot of weight helped.
I mean, she looks great. She's looks great. I mean, the offense in the ring, like, she's added so much to that as well. Mm-hmm. But man, good on her. Like, she has taken her reputation and completely flipped it around to now the heat that she gets is just like people want to see her get beat. It's not right. Like, oh, her again. It's no, they want to see her get beat. And I admire that. Brandon Charles Powell says using NordVPN with the code FIGHTFUL has saved me so much money. Watching my WWE shows on Netflix from the UK rules. Now throw it to the ad read. Well, by God, let's do it. A live read, by God. I love NordVPN. Listen, they helped us chip away at the incredible cost of the FIGHTFUL Awards big time this year. So I want to thank them for that. But you know, I wondered, Jimmy, like with streaming happening and all that stuff, like how valuable would NordVPN be to our audience, you know, outside of football season, outside of the already incredible things that we tell them about all the time, like shielding their data from snoops and criminal, their password manager, their encryption tool, changing your virtual location with NordVPN. And let me break it down for you guys that might not have any idea. I'm sitting here in Lexington, Kentucky on a Monday night. I use NordVPN, and then I change my virtual location to the UK to watch Raw. Well, why is that? Well, it's because I have Netflix, and here in the States, you're going to get commercials on any ad tier. Overseas, they don't. So there's all kind of cool things. Kai Cenat, I saw him announcing for the Rumble. like as it happened. Then Tuesday, I would normally have to boot up YouTube TV or whatever, watch NXT. And Denise ran into this same issue a couple weeks ago. She plugged it on the Air Force even. She was like, oh no, I don't have a way to watch this right now. And I said, oh yes, you do, Denise. You've got Netflix. You've got NordVPN. I know her husband watches football games on that bad boy. Just change your virtual location because everything WWE is on Netflix overseas. So Friday on SmackDown, you don't have a way to watch USA. You do if you've got NordVPN and Netflix. The PLEs, same thing. Check it out, nordvpn.com/Fightful. And hey, it doesn't just end there. AEW as well. You can purchase their pay-per-views at a much more affordable rate, and you can watch their show without commercials as well if you got AEW Plus, which you boys do. Shout out to our friends at Triller. But NordVPN, listen, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to get big cable after me, Jimmy.
I was going to say. Peacock and USA Network are never going to be sponsors of
not trying to have the cable mafia after me here, but I'm just saying the cost of NordVPN is less than a month of cable for two years is less than a month of cable. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fewer things make me happier than when our sponsors help out people to that degree. Makes me very happy. DNC Digital says, plans for content of the Fightful Espanol account. I'd love to help out. We are constantly, like, we're slowly rolling that out. I will definitely keep you in mind. I don't know what kind of budget we will have for that yet. I'm going to have to see how it performs. Right now, we have Luis, our wonderful moderator, who helps us out with translations and all that. He will be translating our Fightful Select scoops into Espanol and posting them on a Patreon that will be comparable, but it will be completely Spanish language. I have no idea if we are going to launch a YouTube yet. It is very early on, but it's one of those things where I'm just like, you know what? Register the account, set up this. We've talked about it long enough. Let's go ahead and do it. And fortunately, DNC Digital, we have very talented people like you reaching out to us and wanting to help. We'll see. You know what? I'm going to share with you a couple of responses I got, Jimmy, within the industry over this. This is from a booker. It says, a lot of Spanish language news has been funneled, filtered, and manipulated by blank for 30 years. This person controls the narrative. Glad you guys are attacking this space. It needs credibility, and there's a lot of enthusiasm in Spanish. And a Mexican wrestler that I have interviewed sent me the account, asked me if this is real, and he said, it's about time. I can't wait for you guys to start breaking news from our company. That makes me very happy.
Sean and I were talking off the air, and I told him that I saw Mr. Beast on Joe Rogan. Did you see Mr. Beast on Joe Rogan?
I don't watch Joe Rogan, but yes.
Okay, and Rogan asked him how... Because obviously he's the biggest YouTuber, and Rogan asked him the various things that he did. And Mr. B said one of the things that he did was he created a Portuguese channel, Spanish channel, and Mandarin channel.
Yeah.
And I thought, boom, so there you go. So I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Demon Diva says, I'm right here. You know, well, Demon Diva, if you answered your messages, maybe you would have known about this a little bit earlier, because I definitely tried to message you about it.
And watch the grammar there. I'm right here. We got to make sure grammar's right on Fightful Select.
What do you mean?
There's no apostrophe in the I'm.
Oh, come on. She ain't going to be doing journalism. Over.
I'm only kidding because I know.
Do you know what our scoops would look like if she was writing our scoops?
That's why I'm joking about it.
It would be like Cody Rhodes in parentheses, who sucks. Like, that's what it would be. Who is less good than Roman Reigns?
Zach interviewed Roman because I bet you East has already watched it 20 times.
Yeah, I bet so. Yeah, listen, I am so proud of Shaq, man. What he has really carved out look at her. What do I gotta message you in Spanish now? Hold on, I'll drop you a message. Hola, one of those. Like, come on.
Did you see Shaq rattled Roman with the mattress? Did you see that? Did you watch that interview?
I did watch the interview. What do you
Shaq
mean,
did a great job. He did a great job. He pulled stuff out that Roman didn't even see coming.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, listen, I love that. I've got a friend who has a big interview this week, and I may have fed them a deep cut question that I'm very excited to see play out. Very excited to see that play out. We do still have a couple more super chats, Humper chats, before we get to other topics. But listen, I like talking about what the people talk about. David Camp says, Jimmy and Sean, word on the street is that you're both entering the Rumble. Who are you both going to team up to eliminate? Omos, after he put me on blast. You know what my favorite part about that Omos interview was? So he comes up to me, and we've only got 1 minute. And he's like, no, I'm taking my time with you. He's like, I've been waiting for this for a long time. And he goes through his phone. He's like, you said my match with Brock wasn't going to be good. What do you say now? And I'm like, 5 stars, obviously. Looking at me. What else am I going to say? And he goes through his phone, and the list of receipts he has to pull on people on his phone is like, puts mine to shame, buddy. Like, if you see somebody acting absolutely crazy about me on the internet, you best believe I got receipts on him. Omos has more. But while he was bent over doing that, I tried to stand up straight to be taller than him, and he immediately corrected his posture as if it mattered, as if it mattered at all. But I'll say this, I will do absolutely any Rumble anybody asks me to do. I got worked into a shoot last
year. Stay warm and save every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound, then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here, Jimmy, because listen, I love battle royals and rumbles. I just like doing those matches. They're fun. They're harmless. And I did one for the Humane Society, and I was a little under the weather the week prior, and I show up at the venue, and they come up to me, and the booker goes, hey, how long do you want to be in this thing? And I was like, however long you want me to be in it. I don't care. And they're like, great. You're going to enter first and be eliminated last. And I was
that
like,
the Hornswoggle one?
No, that was actually, a couple weeks later. Okay. It was a few weeks later. That one was get in, get out, and Hornswoggle produced the entire spot. It was so easy. This one, they're like, hey, you and Alexis Littlefoot, who actually also lives in my city, you all are going to be 1 and 2, and you'll also be the last ones. We were in there for 35 minutes.
Wow. Good for you.
It was,
to answer that person's question on my behalf, I'm going to say I would want Matt Cardona to be a surprise entrant, because he lied about how much I paid for that prototype Mean Gene Okerlund. So I would eliminate Matt Cardona from the Royal Rumble for lying about what I paid for that thing.
How much did you pay for it, Jimmy?
I have no comment, but what Matt said was I paid all this money for a naked Miss Elizabeth prototype. And that is not accurate. It was the Mean Gene Okerlund that I wanted, and the Elizabeth and an Andre the Giant were thrown in with it. And that's
okay. Yes. And the Miss Elizabeth got us marked as NSFW.
Yes, it did. I have it in a cabinet. I can see it from here. Yeah, it's on the top shelf.
Oh, my God. Just Ricardo says, SRS pull a macho and eliminates himself next time. Oh, that was an accident. He wasn't supposed to do that. He did
well,
it.
Well, I know.
Yeah, that was.
Whew. That's why Monsoon was like, you have to be propelled by somebody else. Yeah, sure you do.
I would love for them to like do a reset of the rules. I did a video. It was like an SRS 4K video I did years ago where I went through it and I was like, yeah, get rid of the stupid stuff where like, oh, well, people's back can land on the floor, but their feet aren't. And you're hopping around spot. On one.
I agree.
No, I'm okay with the Kofi spot. I'm okay with the hopping on a chair and stuff like that. But if you're hopping around on one foot and your back is on the ground, I'm like,
I think he did that once where like his foot was on the steps, but his back was on the ground.
That was a WrestleMania battle royal. And you're right. That one I give a little bit of credit for, because at least his feet weren't there as well. And it was a mess up, I believe. And they made the best of it. But best Royal Rumble ending, not the winner, the sequence itself. Ooh.
The ending?
Listen. If you guys want to send a bunch of super chats about stuff like this, please be my guest, because the Royal Rumble is my favorite pay-per-view. It's my favorite match.
I'll tell you one that I liked was 97 when Austin as the heel got eliminated. Referees didn't see it, goes back in, tosses everybody else out, wins it. And it makes Bret Hart turn heel because Bret, that led to the match with Bret Hart where he turned heel. That was a good one. I also like the one where, actually, that it wasn't the finish when Claudio dumped Big Show. That wasn't even the Rumble. That was the WrestleMania Battle Royal. But that was awesome.
I've got a very distinct winner. It is Royal Rumble 2007 because at the end of the match, it's Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker. They didn't have a singles match since Shawn Michaels retired, and it was like a mini match at the end of the Royal Rumble. It was unbelievable. Myself and my best friend were watching it, and we were so pumped up. You didn't know who was going to win that. You had no clue. Like a lot of the other ones that are known as some of the best, it's like there were some shenanigans there, like the double finish in 94, the 1 foot for Shawn Michaels, Hogan helping Sid get eliminated, the double finish in 05.
Vince blowing his quads out.
Remember Vince blowing his quads out. Like even like I know a lot of people were partial to the Benoit one, but like I didn't think Big Show was going to win that Royal Rumble. I knew there was no chance. Becky in hers, she wasn't even supposed to be in that match, if I remember right. Women's Royal Rumble in 2021 was very good too. Bianca and Rhea, that was great. Gunther and Cody was really great. They've done it right in recent years, but to me, it is Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. Whew. That was so good. I think it sort of set the stage for Cody and Gunther. And DNC Digital says the same thing. We got any mid-card matches, word on mid-card matches for Mania, go Bills. Not that I have heard as of yet. So far, what I have heard are the discussions of Punk Roman, Cena Cody, Rhea Bianca, Charlotte Tiffany, and I haven't heard much else yet. Now, again, that is all fluid and can change.
I want to ask you about this since this is the topic. So on Raw, they had Cody and Punk do that promo, right? So now it's got everybody thinking maybe they'll go in that direction. Do you think that they might decide, let's do Cody and Punk and Cena and Gunther instead?
Maybe. Maybe. I could absolutely see that. I do think that Cena and Gunther loses an awful lot of luster.
Cody and Cena, yeah.
Yeah, but also I think that this is a very good problem for them to have at this stage. Like you used to have it to where they didn't have anything that people were interested in. You know what I mean? Right.
Yep, yep. I also want to give Gunther a shout out because he popped me during that promo on Raw.
Yeah.
Like I laughed when Gunther was telling Seth Rollins, I want you to win the Royal Rumble and pick me a Mania. And then Logan Paul's being a dick. So Gunther's like, Seth, I changed my mind. I want you to win the Royal Rumble. Yes. I loved it. I loved it when he did that.
Phenomenal.
And you can see Rollins and Paul were both trying not to break on that.
Yes.
One.
It was phenomenal. We got, let's see, where is it? Feels like AEW is slowly rising up back from the rock bottom that was Maximum Carnage. I didn't feel like Maximum Carnage was rock bottom. They had a great Kenny Omega return match. There were some things that I really liked on that show. I didn't feel it was rock bottom whatsoever.
I don't really know what rock bottom was. Like it feels like, and this is one of the topics today is talking.
It was
about
a move by me.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. But yeah, I do think that they're coming back creatively. Wrestling goes in cycles. Listen, there was a period where people never thought WCW was going to recover. Like
or
in
WWE, man, or WWE, or, early 90s.
So, I mean, it is cyclical. I know right now it is very cool to hate on AEW, but like the shit that I will see, like it doesn't matter what it is, Jimmy. I will see like an Instagram comment and it'll be just some donk saying they don't know how to properly sell. And I'm like, okay, you could say that about literally anything. You could say that about literally anything. JM says, how will Speed and Kai stream Royal Rumble and not get copy flagged? They'll be whitelisted by WWE. Listen, WWE is like, they will copyright claim stuff, but if there's something they don't want up there, like that is theirs, they'll just hit you up and say, maybe don't do it this way. Like it's a much different period than it used to be. I mean, I can't speak for TikTokers, but
I gotta tell you, Sean, I'm obviously not a streamer guy. I don't watch them. Yeah. I've never seen a Kai Cenat stream in my life.
Yeah.
I could not believe not only the pop he got, but did you see when he was at ringside, all these kids that are sitting rows back are running to ringside to shake his hand. And I watched that and I thought, they're WWE smart. They're smart because they're going after guys that are bringing the young demo. And yeah. I couldn't believe how popular he was and how many kids wanted to get to him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like listen, I'm not familiar with him outside of like seeing clips of his streams pop up.
Right. Right.
But one thing I learned long ago about pro wrestling and the people that they bring in, like, I don't have to be familiar with them for them to be a big star. Like, I was not familiar with Big Bunny before he came in. I became quickly acquainted with the fact that he was a major, major star and was very good for wrestling.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And same thing with Speed, Aisho Speed. I don't know anything about that kid, but I know that he's a pretty damn famous streamer. And, yep. And again, he got a pretty big pop. And of course, Logan Paul has been doing it now for a while too. So WWE smart. They're going after the right people. And this is something AEW needs to work on. Like, with all due respect to the Costco guys, they're not going to get it done. You know,
they used to be so good at it, Jimmy. They were bringing in all kinds of rappers and celebrities. Giannis from the Milwaukee Bucks. They were bringing in all kinds of people, and then they just took their foot off the gas pedal there. Bobby says, if you could book one legend surprise, one return, and one debut, who would you choose for both the men's and women's Rumble? Ooh, that's a good question. I love these questions too.
Surprise, return, and debut.
So a return, Matt Cardona, without a doubt.
Interesting.
And probably Becky on the women's. A debut.
Seems Jordan. Like an obvious one, yeah.
Yeah. Jordan. A debut, I can't say a debut for the men's because I would probably double as Cardona. If I can count Cardona as the debut.
As the debut.
AJ Styles as the return.
What about either Trick or Ethan Page as the debut?
That would be good.
And for the, they said a legend surprise. So I guess for the women, AJ Lee, because we already talked about her, for the women, legend surprise for the men. Can you think of a legend who's in shape, like who's still in good shape? Goldberg? I don't know.
I don't want Goldberg in that thing.
Who can you think of, like, in terms of a legend that's in shape, that's not going to be in and out in 5 seconds? Diamond Dallas Page? Well, I don't know.
If you could count the Iconics, I wouldn't mind seeing them pop up.
In the men's, can you think of legend surprise?
Yeah, Sean Waltman. I can. He said that he was dealing with diverticulitis.
I thought he's over it.
Is okay, he still maybe. With it? Well, then him for sure is the one that I would pick. As I'm looking,
somebody said RBD, Booker T.
Yeah, I could see that. Bubba Ray Dudley, Booker T could be a good one. That could be a good one as well.
Santino. I would love to see Santino in the Royal
as a promotion for TNA.
That.
Yeah, I could see that. Who wins AEW Royal Rumble matches for All In? What?
Maybe they mean the, what do they call the one that they do?
Casino Gauntlet? I would say Swerve. No.
There's another one that they did their Rumble. I forget. They did another
one. What you mean. Their over budget battle royal. That for All In there? Probably a Von Erich or something like that. Or Dustin. Would be good considering. $160 for Royal Rumble nosebleeds is crazy. Local fans can't afford that. They can't. Jimmy, I will never understand why fans actively cheer for like gate records and be like when The Rock is like, you set the gate record. Congratulations. And the crowd was like, yeah, we paid more.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, I'm by all means, like if you're happy for the success of a company, I won't fault you, but you are directly thrilled that you paid more money. I don't get it.
I mean, it's the only way WWE is going to be able to keep breaking records is by raising the prices, right?
And I think that will get a little tiresome. Can a wrestler from NXT ever win Royal Rumble and WrestleMania? I don't see it unless there is an NXT star that takes off to such an incredible degree that they can't help it. I thought this year was the year for an NXT Women's Rumble winner. I think it's going to be Charlotte.
Mm.
Mark says Santino versus Santina and then Ariana Grace. That would be very funny. That would be very good. And then Ariana eliminates him. Will there be Marigold talent in the Women's Rumble? I have not heard of such. I have heard of nothing lending to that. I'm not going to say yes or no, but I've heard of nothing lending to that. Just Mass has paid $120 for 400 level seats on pre-sale. Was that $120 each or collectively? Guess I was just too jaded by the MJF Jarrett segment and the Death Riders being the Death Riders. Yes. I mean, listen, I get that about the Death Riders thing and the MJF Jarrett segment. I think it would have been fine had Jarrett just not said all the shit that he said, which I will tell you this, MJF pushed against.
I was going to say, like, when MJF's like talking about his wife and stuff, I mean, I guess you have to, you know, combat it somehow.
Sort of. I mean, listen, he basically called Jeff Jarrett's wife hot. He was like, you got an ugly wife. In a way,
he used different language
before the sexual innuendos there. Yeah. He was talking about how attractive Karen Jarrett was. Now, after that, sure. But yes, I do understand that. And I would wrap up the Death Riders thing soon.
Yes. I've been saying on Twitter, like, do Honky Warrior. I don't know if Moxley would go for it, but
I mean, Moxley went for it. Moxley went for it against Punk. Yeah, he should go for it against himself. Yeah. Somebody did him the favor.
Yeah, they should. Like Honky Warrior would be. And somebody was saying on Twitter, they should have used Hobbs when Hobbs had the match a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Roxy tosses Charlotte and cackles maniacally and then wins. I would be completely fine with Roxanne winning the Royal Rumble. We'll have some news on her sooner than later on FightfulSelect.com. That some people will like. Maybe some people won't like it.
Do you think maybe Julia Stephanie are going to be in there too?
I would like it, but I have not heard if they're going to have NXT talent in there. Mm. Yeah. But we've got Aaron saying, who do you see main eventing Mania first? Jay or Jacob Fatu or Braun Breaker?
Braun Breaker.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because he's, this is where, you know, corporate stuff get like, he's a more of a WWE guy. He's more of a Hunter guy, I think. So I think Braun Breaker. Now, do I think Jacob Fatu is going to be in a prominent spot? Absolutely. He's going to be in a prominent spot. And I would love to see Jacob Fatu Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I think I can speak for just about everybody when I say, I don't know if anybody cares about Jacob Fatu Solo Sikoa so much. They want Jacob Roman Reigns. That's the match.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen this year. And they're not going to wait till Mania next year. So it's going to happen at a different show. Maybe SummerSlam.
Yeah. Wow. I think we're finally, nope, we didn't. When does Batista get inducted into the Hall of Fame? When the schedule matches up for him, but he will be a headliner whenever that occurs. Whenever that occurs. Yeah.
Such a humble guy. I love Batista.
Yeah. Yeah. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy, we're through our super chats. What's up?
Got about 10 minutes. So I wanted to talk about the current wrestling landscape with the big two companies, and we'll do this quickly now because we've already kind of talked about it. So with WWE, it's peak season now. We're hitting peak season, right? We got the Rumble on Saturday. They've distributed 62,000 tickets according to WrestleTix. Elimination Chamber's March 1st in Toronto, which you're going to be at. And according to WrestleTix, they've distributed about 27,000, which isn't – it's not great for Sky Dome, Rogers Center, but there's still a month to go, and then they got WrestleMania. So when it comes to ticket sales, WWE is still doing really, really well. But I want to get your thoughts on where things are with Netflix. So we knew that week one was going to be not indicative of where it's going to settle in, right? We knew week one was going to be a much bigger number in terms of viewership because of curiosity, first week on Netflix and all of that. Now, here we are week three. And according to WrestleNomics, the global viewership numbers dropped by 49%. Compared to week one, 3 million views this week globally. Have you gotten any feedback or have you heard any reaction, whether it be from anybody in WWE, anybody in Netflix? Are they happy with where things are? And I know it's still new, but are they happy with where things are now compared to week one?
Well, I can. Well, obviously, they don't want that type of slide. And somebody
says
Wyatt,
but it was going to happen. It was going to happen.
Somebody says Wyatt News, Fightful Select, right after this, FightfulSelect.com. So, it is obviously something that isn't ideal for them. But what their claim is internally to me is that the overnights mean less than they used to mean because everything is on Netflix. So it isn't a matter of, oh, well, this person is, or this company or USA is upset that we're not retaining, you know, overnights for basically ad viewers, because that's what the companies care about, is to make sure that people watch the ads so people pay for the ads. They're like, that's less of a concern with Netflix than it was elsewhere. I don't know if that translates to the viewership decline over the last couple of weeks. And if they pay more attention to how the viewership rolls in day 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, as opposed to overnight. But I mean, that's at least the chatter internally.
Okay. Yeah. Cause again, like week one was going to be bigger than when things settled. That's how it was going to be. And, you know, again, you'll see the trolls on social media. Oh, WWE, they're down 49%. Oh my goodness. It was going to happen. But what I'm curious about is, so Mania season's going to come and go. That's their hottest year, season of the year. Where are they going to be at come September or come, you know, May is where I'm curious about. And is Netflix cool with that? So I guess we'll have to see. Now, on the AEW side, there's been so much discourse, Sean, especially with these online trolls that do it for engagement. So much discourse about ticket sales and ratings and pay-per-view buys and everything being down. But I think the biggest issue AEW has is the perception issue. More than anything else, I think that when they came around 5 years ago, they were the hot new company. They had a roster that was predominantly made up of wrestlers that were not known on the worldwide television stage. It was considered like a fresh new thing. 5 years later, I think they're not considered the cool company right now.
Sure.
And I don't think the perception is the same. And I've seen people, and again, it's always the troll saying, oh, they're never going to come back from this. They're dying, whatever. All I got to do is point to early 90s WWE. For anybody that wasn't a fan of WWE in the early 90s, WWE was in serious trouble in the early 90s in terms of popularity, in terms of finances. Vince McMahon was pulling out characters. You remember, Sean, the Goon, a guy who's supposed to be a hockey player. T.L. Hopper was supposed to be a dirty plumber. Isaac Yankem was Kane before Kane when he was a dentist. Who was Jim Neidhart with a mask on? Mantor was a guy that came to the ring in a bullhead. They really struggled in the early 90s, but here's the thing. WWE had a solid nucleus. They had Bret Hart, and they had Shawn Michaels, and they had Razor Ramon, and they had The Undertaker. They had the solid nucleus, and eventually things turned around. They got the Mr. McMahon character with Stone Cold Steve Austin, which took off. They had D-Generation X. They had The Rock. AEW has a strong nucleus, too.
Yeah.
They got Kenny Omega, and they got Will Ospreay, and they got Mercedes and Tony Storm. They have a good nucleus. They need the stars to align like WWE did. And so I don't think saying they're dying is fair. They need something to hit the way that WWE did. But the difference is WWE in the early 90s didn't have to deal with this online toxicity the way that AEW does. And that's the main difference. So what do you think about the current state of AEW right now?
Improving for sure. Gotta move on from the heavy old people thing. Like, I mean, heavy. Listen, Hurt Business or Hurt Syndicate are sort of exempt from that. They are talent that people want to see.
But they should be baby faces.
They are baby faces.
Are they baby faces?
They are basically baby faces now. That is a major reason why I believe they were moved away from the Swerve thing.
Okay.
Because they were getting over as baby faces. The Jeff Jarrett thing in small doses could be good. But it's heavy. It takes time on Dynamite. We don't need it. Jericho has been largely relegated to Collision. Okay.
Yeah, and Ring of Honor.
And Ring of Honor. But, like, come on. And, like, that. It's not that it's that there's old people in the show. It's that they're all over the show. And that is the Edge, opposite of what Adam Copeland, who, again, performs pretty well.
Right.
But, you know, constantly will reference things from 30 years ago, and it's like, come on, man. Like, you are aiming for a bit of a younger audience, which WWE has more of a stranglehold on now. Like, they're doing really well with that. But it sort of loses the plot on what made AEW special and what made those people want to join AEW and get on the cool train then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I also think, and we've kind of talked about this before, with all due respect to Jeff Jarrett, I really like Jeff Jarrett. I don't know him personally. He seems like a good guy. It was really bad timing for AEW to do this story when everybody knew that John Cena is doing his farewell tour.
Yeah.
They couldn't have picked a worse time to decide, you know what? One of the biggest stars in the history of the business is doing his farewell tour on the other show. Let's go and have our guy, who, with all due respect to Jeff Jarrett, is nowhere close to John Cena in terms of star power. Let's have him do the same thing. The timing was really, really bad on it. But yeah. I agree with you. Like you know, Bobby Lashley, I think the world of him. Shelton Benjamin, Adam Copeland, even Jeff Jarrett. But you're right. They're all over the show. And a guy like MJF, who I think in terms of an all-around performer, is probably the biggest star they got. It feels like he's just there doing the story, you know, like he should be the guy. And it feels like he's just there, but we'll see where things go. They got Omega back. And I really think highly of Omega, and they've got Ospreay and Toni Storm. I thought she did a great job on Collision. They've got the nucleus. Like I talked about, they need stars to align in terms of the right story and the right characters just hitting at the right time.
Yeah. What female wrestlers could you see make a successful transition to Hollywood, like The Rock, Cena, Batista? My picks, Harley Cameron and Chelsea Green. Those are legitimately my two picks. I think that both of them could do really, really well. I mean, Harley especially has shown that range. And
that's funny, because when I say that, I get chirped.
I mean, I didn't say she was The Rock. Jimmy Kurgan made a successful transition to Hollywood. Nathan Jones made a successful transition to Hollywood. I'll tell you all one on the men's side I could see. Big Trouble Ben Bishop, who is an independent wrestler, does a lot of skits right now. Listen, Nathan Jones and Kurgan are not getting any younger, and these 6'8" to 6'10" gentlemen do not grow on trees in wrestling anymore.
Is Kurgan still in movies?
He's still doing some stuff here and there. I think so. He may be less than he used to. Yeah. But I mean, like, he's 55 now, and Big Trouble Ben Bishop is much younger. As I see, he hasn't acted in a few years, but Kurgan was in like Deadpool 2. He was in Becky,
Sherlock Holmes,
300, a lot of stuff, Pacific Rim. Like, he got a lot of big roles.
Did I ever tell you the story? Did I tell you the story about how a Toronto journalist interviewed him after seeing him on the subway?
Yes, you did. You did.
Yeah. That's the kind of guy Kurgan is, which is awesome.
Check out our friend Tom Talks Rubbish. He says, thank you for making wrestling better. How would you best describe the difference in presentation between Edge and WWE versus Cope and AEW? The most recent Edge, not a lot of difference, honestly. Same. Like, it was very similar. Sometimes it was a little corny. The Rollins feud took off, though. He needs a hit. That's what he needs. He needs a hit. He's attached himself with FTR, which I think are good, but I would like to see some more motivation out of them. Like, why are they doing what they're doing? And we have started to see that. They explain that they're best friends and all that, but there isn't a ton. He can call himself Edge as opposed to Cope, which, you know, has grown on me a little bit over the last few weeks, just in sheer ridiculousness. But yeah,
it's hard for me to even talk about this in any way, because I respect Adam Copeland a lot. Of course, he's a good Canadian boy.
One of my favorites of all time.
He comes off like a novelty act. He comes off like here's Adam Copeland, the star from 20 years ago. That's how he comes off. He can still go, even though he's in his early
50s. Boy, he can. He's done some of his best recent work. Yeah,
he can. But he comes off like a novelty act. I liked that in WWE, they attempted the heel run with Judgment Day. I thought that he needed that. Then they pivoted, and you know, you talked about reasons why they might have pivoted, but they did. He needs something. He needs, and maybe a heel run is what he needs, but I feel like he needs something, because otherwise it's like, oh, there's that guy from that was a big star 20 years ago. That's how he comes off to me.
And Mark says AEW needs to whole restructure, go back to basics. They're relying on what they said they wouldn't do on ex-WWE stars. I mean, I understand if you feel like that, because the original AEW roster, if you go back and look at it, the former WWE people there were all people who left of their own volition.
And there's only like two or three. How many were there back then?
Well, there were quite a few. I mean, you know, there was Dustin and, you know, people like that.
Yeah.
But they left of their own volition. I understand how people could see that. Also, though, if Copeland, if Adam Cole, if John Moxley become available, you jump up. Which, I mean, again, almost all of them except for Cope left of their own volition. He just couldn't come to terms with them.
Right.
I understand why somebody would feel this way. I do feel like there is value there, though. I feel like there's value there. DNC Digital says, is this Saturday this generation's Rumble of 92? Don't remember one with such big names having a solid case to win. I think it is, Jimmy. I think it's going to be Cena, but I definitely think it is the most jam-packed Rumble. Like, there's going to be some big names not in the Final Four, to the point to where I think the Final Four should be three really big names and one like out of left field name. That way it gives them a little bit of a rub, Jimmy. This is incredible.
I was actually writing down some of the names, and I mean, there's a lot of popular people in the women's rumble too, but the men's rumble in terms of people that are over with the crowd.
Yeah.
There's so many, like Roman, Punk, Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, Randy Orton, if he's in it, John Cena.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like people who are just people we know are in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
LA
yeah,
Knight, massively over.
Yeah.
Cena, Punk, Jey yeah. Uso, massively
Sammy.
Over. Roman. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll get to him. Roman Reigns, yeah. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Rey Mysterio, who is massively over.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn, Logan Paul. Braun Breaker. I could see any of those 11 people, or as I think that somebody mentioned on a show, like Penta being in the final four would be great. And Mr. Acosta says, how do you think he will look this weekend? Oh, I think this is his element. I think this is really his element. Like,
how do you think he would make out with Braun? Because they're teasing that matchup. How do you think he'd make out?
Hopefully he doesn't make out with Braun. Hopefully he wrestles Braun. No disrespect if he wants to do that, but hopefully he wrestles Braun instead. You know what I want to see him do? I want to see him get like hanging, getting eliminated, and then do his taunt to somebody and get out of it. I would like, he's going to be really good. Joe Pearl says, wait, I want to see. Oh God. David says, well, lots of taunts coming, lads. Yes. I mean, you're going to see Shane Helms producing his work and he's going to be like, oh, maybe just three.
So many people are about, like, when maybe it comes three. To them making out, people are like, speak for yourself. Let them kiss.
Yeah, let them if they want. Jake from Windy City says, well-deserved for Triple H to go in the Hall of Fame. Anyone who disagrees or out of touch with reality, he was a hell of a wrestler and main eventer. I mean, yeah, anybody who believes that he's not deserving of going into the Hall of Fame is delusional. I could certainly understand that. And it was not him putting himself in, although.
It's going to feel like that.
Yeah, that's the natural thing. Know. The guy who puts himself on TV all the time, understandably, you know what I mean? But but it seems I already see the credit boys stuff on Twitter. But guys, we are here all week. FightfulSelect.com. We are going to be confirming a lot of news if it pops up elsewhere or trying to. We're going to be having a lot of looks in what's going to happen. We're going to have rundowns. Just lots of stuff here. Guys, Jimmy, what do you got?
No, that's it, buddy. You know, I got to go. It's time for me to get my kid. So,
it is, and I got to go. I got to go as well. FightfulSelect.com, the best $6 a month in the business. Until next, we'll be back next Wednesday.
I'll be around.
I think so. Yeah, we'll be here. Until next time, we're out.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.